Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. How's everybody tonight? Happy to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. The Bible says where there's two or three gathered in His name, He's in the midst. Well, I think we got two or three tonight. What do you think? Amen. Nice little crowd. Well, I'm always excited about the message the Lord has for us tonight. And I tell you, it's another good one. As He prepares this message, I come to church looking for a message. Even though He's gave it to me, I'm still looking for it. Because I never know how He's going to deliver it. Well, I ran across this scripture this week, and I'm pretty sure it will bless you. So if you would, stand with me. It's coming from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. One little verse, and you'll see how the Lord will encourage you mightily. Isaiah 43, verse 2. Are we there? Almost. Who said that? Help her out. You there? Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. And it reads this way. Man, whoo, man. One little verse. And I got all these notes. Y'all ready? It says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, just thanking you for this privilege and opportunity to stand on the watch wall of faith tonight. Lord, we ask right now that you just prepare every heart to receive your word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me ask a question here. How many people are going through something? Raise your hand. I think we all would raise our hand on that. JC say two hands. I think I will as well. The title of the sermon tonight is I'm Going Through. And I think we all can attest that we're going through. But in this one verse, Jesus tells us some great things. The first thing I want you to know is He says, when. The first thing there says, when thou passest through the waters. That when tells us that it's going to happen. It's not saying it might, but it says, when you go through, He is going to be there with you. Isn't that amazing? There's three levels in this scripture that the Lord shows us. It talks about the water. Now, I liken the water to just normal parts of your life. You know, as we're born, we're going to go through, the Bible says a man born of woman is born of trouble. We're going to have trouble. It's just a matter of time when that trouble comes. So when it says waters here, that's just the general things that we go through. But He says, as you go through those waters, He says, I will be with thee. Isn't that comforting to know that whatever you're going through, He is going to be there with you? How many people are excited about that? That when you're going through something, He's going to be there with you.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.